Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is the best time you will spend on this earth. Those are not my words, but the firm conviction of Mother Teresa, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, spoken in our own time. Hi, I'm Marge Reeder, and I've been asked to speak for a few moments about the experience of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist and the life-changing honor of spending an hour with Him. As Father Ben noted at the beginning of the Holy Lent season on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, he is asking us as a parish community to prayerfully consider rededicating ourselves to this gift of grace in the exposed Blessed Sacrament. And that means that each of us needs to think about exploring or expanding our commitment to this gift. I first began spending an hour with Jesus when my sons were very young, so you know that's a long time ago. It was so long ago that the most ever-present prayer in the altar in the chapel was for the conversion of Russia. Many adorers will remember this. Though it seemed impossible, it did happen. With the fall of the Soviet Union, prayers heard, prayers answered. I'd like to talk first about what the Holy Hour is not. It is not a practice reserved for times of old, with dusty tomes and prescribed prayers. It is a practice for today, and especially for these times. Your Holy Hour is what you and our Lord Jesus Christ make of this dedicated time. You may choose to pray the Rosary. Many adorers do. You may choose to read Scripture or the lives of the saints. They certainly provide inspiration. Or you may choose a book written by a modern theologian or a current-day Catholic struggling to live his or her life just the way God intends us to do. I'll tell you, though, that the confirmation students this year are learning that prayer is sometimes simply resting in Jesus. A moment to listen to what He might have to say to you. A rare time of reflection and rejuvenation. And so the Adoration Hour is sometimes a place where you can leave your cares and your to-do list at the chapel door. They will still be there when you leave, but perhaps you'll see them in a new way. Committing to spend an hour with our Lord present in the Eucharist is not signing your life away. Some busy adorers share an hour during the week with another parishioner, or a spouse, or a family member. If sickness, travel, or commitment takes you away, there are many individuals willing to act as a sub for an hour, or for many hours. If you feel you are too busy, perhaps you are more in need of a visit with Jesus than you think. Stop for a moment. Stay for 10 minutes. Linger for an hour. Though your hour will be a time of blessed peace, it is not an isolating experience. You will meet and be supported by others who seek what you do and who will pray for your needs even after you leave that holy space. I remember with fondness Lois Lowell, who I knew only because her hour in the early morning hours of Tuesday followed mine. She became a true friend during some of my darkest times. Remember all the people that you promised to pray for? This is a good time to do it. Pope Paul VI said that adoration goes far beyond the individual adorer to touch the lives of family members in our homes and our neighbors, reaching out to the parish community and beyond. St. John Paul II said that adoration, indeed, makes us more sensitive to the needs of our fellow man. There are parishioners who will be available after this Mass to help you select an hour, either to commit to as an individual, as a family, or with another faithful person. If you should decide after leaving here, after prayerful reflection, or because God is touching your heart, please call the parish office. Spending time with Jesus Christ in the Most Blessed Sacrament may change your life. I know, because it changed mine.